Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Today, I think we're going to mix up the, what's it called? The system a little. The ranking system, you know?
Oh, interesting.
I think we got to make a change, you know?
What's the change?
Well.
Oh, please be careful with the mics.
First, we're going to destroy all the mics.
Good. First step. That's how podcasts work.
Okay. First step, we don't record a podcast. Second step, we get rid of, we get rid of our three categories. Because I roll. Nobody cares about appearance. Nobody cares about personality. Nobody cares about your voice.
Yeah.
You know what everybody's wanting to know about?
What?
Your vibes, man.
Oh, we got to bring up a vibe system.
We got to have a vibe check.
If we did that, Kamui Gakpo would be the lowest ranked vocalist of all time because his vibes are rancid.
His vibes killed a flock of cows through sheer
a
scent.
A flock of cows?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that internet artist.
Flock off.
Flock of cows.
Flock of cows.
You know Flock of Cows, don't you?
I do know, okay, and they good. Do good comics, but this is not what we're talking about.
This is not
we're talking about Vocaloids and their vibes.
Yes.
Who would pass the vibe check, and only one Vocaloid can pass the vibe check, and it can't be Miku, because Miku is checking the vibes.
Gumi.
Correct.
Wow, I can't believe this has just become the Gooby Defense podcast.
Actually, no, you know what? Gumi would not pass the vibe
Why
check
not?
Test. She is too good and pure.
What's the vibe we're going for?
Power.
Oh, Big Al.
I am tired of being baby. I want power.
Big Al.
No, again, he's too nice and soft.
We literally read a fan thing where he was a weapon of war.
But didn't he want to leave that past behind him? That's a redemption arc. You become soft after your redemption arc. Just look at Zuko from Avatar The Last Bender.
Kylo Ren didn't get soft.
Kylo Ren didn't get redeemed. Kylo Ren just sucked toes and moved on with his life.
Excuse me? Harper, what fix have you been reading?
Zero. I don't read the fix. I write them.
Oh, no.
God, no, I don't. No,
Harper, Harper is the number one provider of Raylo fan fiction.
No. I can't continue on with this bit because it's destroying my soul.
It's too bad. It's ruining you.
Oh, God. Raylo is back, guys. And if you ship it, don't come near me. Your vibes are rancid and you don't pass my vibe check.
Hello and welcome to Rateloid, a podcast that I'm sure, as you can tell, rates and ranks every Vocaloid of all time in release order.
We have truly entered the roaring 20s.
I'm going to fucking kill someone.
Because I'm willing to destroy someone over a ship again.
I'm going to kill someone. I'm going to kill someone.
You know, ship wars.
I'm joined today by number one Baba Is You addict and anti-shipper? Is that what they're called? Anties? I don't know what that means.
No, anties are people who I think don't like asexual people, and they're wrong.
That's not what anties is, it?
What's an anti?
I don't fucking know. I've just heard it used to apply like ships.
Wait, is it someone who's like really into ants?
Nope.
Like, they love that movie so bad. You know, the ants movie, the 3D modeled one.
Anti-shippers is a fannish term that has been around. I like that it's fannish as if that's a language, like Simglish.
God, that's so painful.
It's a fannish term that has been around since the X-Files fandom in the 90s.
No way!
Shit,
X-Files fans were the original problematic fans.
Yeah.
Actually, no, Elvis fans were. Moving on.
Oh, Jesus. And deadheads.
Deadheads. Definitely deadheads.
So then it became like anti-shippers who are like, this ship. The anti-shippers, I think, originally started as like, this ship is inherently problematic. And then it became like, I don't like this ship. No one's allowed to ship it.
Well, see, I'm taking it to the next level where no one's allowed to ship.
That seems good.
If you see two characters and think they should be together, you are instantly removed from this plane of existence.
I like that plan, actually.
Thank you.
Others argue that fans use the term anti in order to shut down any discussion of morality in fan works.
What?
I mean, that's a fair point.
That's a fair point. My brain's not in the place to, like, dissect that.
You're not full analysis mode of cultural significance of fandoms?
I mean, I should be, because that's really the direction I want this to go in.
Yeah. We'll save it for next week.
We'll save it for next week.
We'll come back, we'll rejoin, and we'll be ready.
We'll actually do actual things instead of making shitty jokes.
Shitty jokes. It's what I'm here for, is shitty jokes.
You better be. This is all this is.
That's what this podcast is. All right, we should have a catch-up. What have we been doing? We are recording the same day as Tony's episode, but we can still come up with new things that we've been doing. I've been playing a lot of video games and watching anime.
Now, this sounds like a good section of conversation for us to enter into. What game have you been playing?
What game? I got Three Kingdoms Total War for PC.
That's right. You make the tiny people battle.
That's right.
It's kind of like Sims, but for more people.
For more battle.
For more battle.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Why did they make The Sims?
Hang on. Hold up. Are you asking why The Sims was created?
Yes.
It's so millennials could live out the lifelong fantasy of owning a house and having a secure job.
That's very spicy. I remember, okay, so I was told this like years ago, mm-hmm. but the reason why Sims got popular is because it did allow you to be gay.
I think that was a bug originally.
It was a bug, but people liked it for that reason.
That tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how it got popular.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, it's how the world be sometimes. Listen, video games are very silly, and people who play them are also very silly. Says me, the person who's been playing so many video games.
Since we are kind of like low-key on the cultural analyses.
Yeah, what's up?
Do you ever like look at video games and go, God, this is dangerous to society? Like, they're art and they can do good things, but sometimes I wish video games would shut the fuck up.
I don't feel that about video games. I feel that about the people who create the video game.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Like Jonathan Blow.
Yeah.
Is a fuckwit.
I say video games. I think what I mean is like the community surrounding video games sometimes.
In what way?
Sometimes it's just sort of like, I don't know, people get upset about all these things and then you're sort of like, I don't care.
No, that's fair.
It's very emotionally draining.
I think it's because a lot of people take... People would like to take video games seriously, but I feel they take the wrong aspects too seriously. They take their shadowed quality and mechanics too seriously, when I think the cultural analysis is a much more vital part of any artwork, right?
Oh, totally.
Well, I mean, not more vital, because like if you're now analyzing a movie, you're analyzing not just the camera work, but also its message. Like, you're analyzing the two together.
Exactly.
And there are people who refuse to talk about the cultural significance and place everything on the graphic quality. Yeah. And there are people who refuse to talk about graphics and gameplay and stuff and only talk about cultural. It's like, you need a balance between the two.
No, true, true. Yeah. I think that's what it is.
It's still such a young medium that people are figuring out how to actually critique it.
It is a baby medium.
It's baby.
But it's changed so much.
Yeah, it's actually really cool to see.
It's dope as fuck.
Yeah. How much has happened in the last, like, 20 years?
In the last McDecade.
The decade's gone. Damn, I have now 2020 vision.
What can you see?
Joke!
Let's ignore this. Let's move on.
Other than that, I've been watching Victory Gundam. Victory Gundam's back to being misogynistic. There's a squad called the Shrike Team who are all women, and they're like, oh ho ho, do you want to make a bet on which of these two young boys will win this fight? I'll bet my lipstick. And it's like, oh no.
Who's the fuck would bet their lipstick? That shit's expensive.
Also, no one's actually doing that.
No one does that, yeah.
The Shrike Team is run by a man, and when we're introduced to them, he goes around and like makes a comment about each of their appearances.
Oh, so he owns them.
Yeah, I'm streaming it, so I have really bad, really, really bad subtitles. So in the Blu-ray release, it's something like, you know, oh, he thinks he owns them or something like that. Yeah. And then the bad fan subs that I've got is, he think he a pimp. And it's just the fucking best.
Oh, he think he pimp.
To be fair, the streaming has given me the best line in all time from a Gundam, which is an enemy appears in like a giant battle motorbike with a tank gun on it.
Hmm.
and the guy appears in it and he goes, by reviving the bikes of the Middle Ages and reviving the tradition of driving, I've now become unstoppable. And that's fucking amazing.
I love the idea that there was the first Middle Ages and then the Middle Ages, which I guess is our era.
It's our time, yeah.
It's like, which Middle Ages are you referring to?
I've just seen an upcoming vehicle in this series. I'm just going to show it to Harper. Because I need Harper to react to this live on air. It's called the Einarad.
Here I go, reacting to a visual thing auditorially. It wheel.
It wheel. I would like everyone just to Google Einarad. E-I-N-E-R-A-D. It's just a big wheel with gun.
Someone just taped a gun to a wheel and set it free.
By reviving the tradition of biking from the Middle Ages. All right.
Oh my God.
We should get into our Vocaloid for the week.
Today we're reviewing the lovely Lily.
Lily! Woo! Lily is based on the vocalist Yuri Masada. I listened to Yuri Masada's voice.
What did you think of Yuri Masada?
I think Lily is better.
So do I.
And funnily enough, her release overshadowed Tonio, which is deserved.
That is... yeah, of course it did. Lily is iconic. Don't interact with me.
Lily's good. Let's talk about that look.
Talk to me about her a look of
appearance. I think it's really cute.
Oh, I love it.
V2 and V3 are basically the same.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, totally.
Which I appreciate, because they knew they had a good design, and were like, let's not change it.
Exactly.
Both are super cute. Like, the boots are adorable. I like the little cuff at the top of them.
Yes.
I like that she has a CD on the hip. I think it's a really cute little adornment.
It's good, especially for digital diva.
100%. I think it's just super strong. I like, it's just good. I like all of the straps and like lace. It looks nice.
It looks really good. Like it suits her. I think it suits her better than it did Sonica for whatever reason.
Yeah. I think she wears yellow well. Like the black and yellow. Black and yellow is a great combo.
It's very hard to make it not look like she's a bee, but they do it. She's not a bee.
My only complaint is I wish the skirt didn't have white on it. I wish it was also black and yellow.
There are some versions that do have the black and yellow
skirt.
Oh,
is that so?
Yes, I think.
Just because the white feels kind of out of place.
Oh no, 100%, it totally does.
But other than that, I think it's a super strong look. I even like how her hair, like her headphones look a lot like a hairband. I think it's very pretty.
Yeah, it's good. I like her design a lot. I think there's a lot of good flow and movement throughout it. There's a good balance. The long coat with the long hair really works to make the top more flowy, which is where a lot of the focus will go. But her legs are also quite striking, and so you've got a good balance there.
Yeah. I think the only issue is the color of the skirt.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my only complaint with it.
It puts like a white bar in between the top and the bottom.
Yeah.
And that's and kind just, of just disconjoining.
It's out of place.
Exactly.
Yeah, overall just very strong. I don't...
Although her white version does kind of bang as well.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. When it's all white, that makes perfect sense.
That also bangs.
Yeah. What else we got?
The wiki says that she has a mature voice. And she can reach the lowest range out of all the female vocaloids.
That's interesting.
So fuck yeah.
Very good. I had another thing that I was going to read out real quick. As part of her marketing, two figurines were made. One of them being her with a railway sign that referenced Yevon Polka. And the other one was her with a bee.
That's where the railway road sign thing comes from.
Oh, that's funny.
I like that. I like that.
She's bee.
She is bee.
She is bee. But I think just overall on look, I'm positive, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, just happy.
It's just pretty. It's good. It's okay. It's the Vocaloid diva look.
Yeah.
And so you can match her up with all the other Vocaloid divas. Yep. And she can be in like a group and they can be like a little J-pop band.
And she's strong. Like they're strong looks, right?
It's strong look.
Yeah. Personality.
Personality.
One roleplay that I saw reckoned that she's a hard partier, which I can see.
I did get that on a number of roleplay sites I went to.
Well, I mean, like, all of her poses that you see in the artwork is super outgoing and powerful and, like, I'm here for attention. Give me attention.
And, like, good on her.
Yeah, no, it's really good. Like,
it's fantastic.
When you can communicate that through the pose of your character, the look that they're going for, like, you've done well.
It's good character design.
It's funny to have Tonio and then
this
as like the contrast of like the lowest and the highest.
And it's weird that her character design is the good character design because you could argue it's like, it's too sexy.
But I don't think sexiness is bad.
No,
like,
no, totally
you can be horny.
You can be horny on main.
As long as you do it with responsibility.
Exactly.
Tonio was just a mess.
Tonio was a mess.
Yeah.
It had some merits, but it was a mess.
But like there are... characters who have had worse horny designs, like Miki.
Oh yeah, that was
Miki
bad.
On the bike.
Yeah, that was a bad one, folks.
That was like just egregiously horny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. You're right. Also, another little tidbit I found that I quite like the idea of is that she is one of the best video gamers in the
world. Oh, that's fun. I like that.
Which does make me imagine that she is a Twitch streamer.
100% she's a Twitch streamer. She gets drunk on stream.
Oh, totally, totally.
Twitch party.
Oh, blast.
Twitch party.
Twitch party. Yeah, she totally does that. And yeah. Gamers be mad.
I would like to offer my typical alternative take on the character.
Give me a... Is it dark? Is it edgy?
Yeah. I think Lily would make a perfect, not-so-typical popular girl of the school. Not-so-typical because she's actually a pleasant and outgoing personality. Not like most girls.
Okay, we got to have a talk. We got to have a talk right here, right now.
Yep.
We're going to talk about that trope that you get into high school. If you're listening to this and you're into high school, please just listen to me. Please, baby, please.
Hear us out.
There will be... The popular girls, the two cool kids, you know.
Help us doing quotation marks, just a heads up.
And it's like, hey, they're people too.
They're just people.
They're just people, man. They're just people, and like, it's very funny. Because I was this way in high school too. If you were too loud, and if you did all the things that mainstream people do, I thought you were like a sellout. You were a bootlicker, but I didn't know what licking boots was because I was licking other types of boots.
What does that mean, Harper?
Hey, we're all bootlickers when we're born.
Born a bootlicker.
Born a bootlicker.
It's up to you to throw it off.
Exactly.
No, like, yeah. It's a bullshit trope.
Just love each other.
No one's actually that mean.
No one's actually that mean.
Oh, well, okay, people are that mean, but they're not usually the popular kids.
Exactly, and they usually, like, there's sometimes a reason behind it doesn't make it valid, but there's probably a reason.
Yeah. That's fair. I'm just trying to remember, I think... Oh, yeah, here we go. Yeah. This where it gets dark. So it has that trope. She's actually pretty nice.
She's not like other girls.
Other than that, I think she'd most likely have a pretty dark past because I think she'd have a split personality, which would be a darker self to her light one. Now, folks, I just want to say something. That's not how this works. This is a bad take. Just don't be like... Stop using split personalities as a trope.
Stop using dissociative identity disorder.
100%.
If you do research it, talk to people with that disorder and, like, you know, get it right. Make sure it's a good rep.
It's not just a darker version of the person already, you know?
It's not something that you can give your OC when you feel like their mood might be a bit different.
Oh, that's exactly what it is.
If your mood changes, don't mean you have dissociative identity disorder.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give that edgy take.
You just wanted to give that edgy take to me because you know how much I hate it.
Yeah, that's exactly why. But that is not Lily's fault. And I think Lily is overall quite positive on personality.
Lily is valid. And whoever wrote that obviously probably was in a point of time and space where I was in once.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, like...
We've all been there.
They'll move past that.
Yeah. Okay. Here's my song for Lily to talk about voice.
Let's talk about your voice.
It is called Wave. It is by Nikki. And Nikki just does a whole bunch of songs featuring Lily. Nice. So, like, they know how to use the voice. Let's go. Hit me with your opinions, Harper.
I like her voice a lot. It's very smooth. I think I'm just going to get this out now before I forget it while I have my notes staring me in the face.
Yeah.
Some people have said that her pronunciation is a bit off. Since I don't speak Japanese, I wouldn't be able to tell you, but I'm willing to believe that her pronunciation is a bit off, and that's valid. Yeah. I think we just need to take that into account.
Yeah, 100%. I think like the voice is fucking good.
Yeah.
I think it has some power issues.
Oh, totally.
When the song builds up, she can get lost in it, but also it has such a cool sound that some users have managed to use it super well.
Exactly.
Nikki is consistently fantastic with Lily. Nikki, like, only uses Lily as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
And I think it's just, like, knows how to use that voice and does fucking creative things with it. Like,
exactly.
In that song, Wave, like, the... I don't know how to describe it, but it's got, like, a tremolo effect to it where it's, like... It's got, like, beats within the voice. So it's like kind of sound.
Yeah, I mean, it's a synthesizer, so it's got that, like, robotic sound to it.
Yeah, it's the repeated hit effect to it.
Yeah.
Like a constant onset through some of it, which is really interesting.
That is dope.
It's just a pretty good voice, honestly.
Honestly, yeah. And I think the reason why it struggles with the higher ones sometimes is because she is specifically made for lower range.
Yes, 100%. Hence why she can get lost. Like, it's one that you just got to use carefully.
But absolutely.
I think so many voices are like that at this point.
With great Lily comes great responsibility.
Exactly. And the thing is, like, it's not Tony levels of just disappearing.
Yeah, true.
Not Tonya levels of disappearing. What am I saying?
It's
not Tonya levels of like being stuck in the same thing.
Exactly.
Like you don't have to use it for a very specific thing. Yeah. It's just how it is, you know?
Exactly. I think it was Miki that got lost on the source.
Yeah. And there's a few of them.
Yeah.
A lot of Vocaloids struggle with power.
That's true.
Do you want to hear me with your song?
Yeah, I will. Mine is, let me get the name up. Mine is Plus Reverse. And the plus is like its little symbol.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm going to play it for you now.
It's very much a typical idol voice.
Oh, totally.
And it's good at it, right? Like,
yeah. And this is one I could see you mixing really well with other Vocaloids.
Yes, 100%. Like, you could do some fantastic duets with it.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's how I used to mostly listen to her.
Yeah, she'd be on there with, like, a Miku or someone.
Yeah, Miku. Yeah. I think I liked her with Luca a lot.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they'd offer good contrast. She's, like, more energetic. Luca's slightly more softer. Exactly. Yeah, that's nice. That's good.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, she is your energetic Vocaloid, right?
Yeah,
energetic
yeah.
idol Vocaloid.
You gotta have one. You gotta have one.
And she's damn good at it.
She's so valid.
Which I think means it's time for us to rate and rank our Vocaloid.
Let's get into the weeds.
Let me just flip this coin. Kaito.
Yeah. Kaito, fuck out of here.
Yeah, Lily wins.
Lily wins. Do we need to explain this to y'all? If y'all think Kaito is better than Lily, then come at me.
Come at us. Lily's got better style. She's got a fun personality. She's not a pervert.
She's got a better voice.
Yeah. Doesn't Kermit.
I'm going to commit to my love for Lily.
God, you're the most valid. Which means you go, Rin and Len. Now it's yellow against yellow here. It's bee versus bananas. So, look, I think I like Lily's more.
I think I do too. Like, Rin and Len's little sailor vibe is real cute. But I think I prefer Lily's.
They communicate more through Lily's look. And I like her, like, the very outgoing poses and that kind of stuff.
That's true. You do get a better feel for her personality through her look.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, no, I gotta give it.
Personality, like, Rin and Len just care like children.
Lily has actual, like, kind of verging on perhaps realistic personality.
Yeah, and it's communicated a lot through her design.
Exactly.
And I like her voice.
Me too.
I like the way people use her voice more.
I agree.
Fucking, okay, here we go. Getting into the tough ones now.
Here we go.
Hiyamaki Uteru.
Okay, first off the bat, I prefer Hiyamaki Uteru's personality.
Yeah.
More to Lily's, just because there's so much there.
Yeah, the withdrawn teacher who then becomes a rock star and that kind of stuff.
Raised by a priest.
Yep. They just gave him so much.
They gave him so much.
I also like his look a lot. I like that he has the basic look and the rock star look. I like that they give him the two forms.
I do like both of his looks, actually.
And
his rock star look, I think it's
hot.
It's hot and it's simple, but like still cool.
Yeah, like they didn't need to go overboard with it. They don't have all the straps, that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
I think I like his voice more.
I like his voice more. It's definitely more precise, like we said.
Yeah.
Pronunciation is probably better on it. I don't know for certain.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just like his voice more.
Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that. Which means now.
Yeah.
It is Lily versus Big Al.
Okay, out and out of the gate. You know how I feel about Big Al's look.
It's fantastic.
It looks like he's about to hand me a Big Mac.
What about the Rockabilly Frankenstein?
Look, I respect Frankenstein. I fear him. Frankenstein's monster. Yeah. Sorry, Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah, sorry.
We won't.
Sorry,
Frankenstein. I don't want to like associate him with that problematic scientist guy. Man, I'll do a call out post on him one day.
One day we'll do it.
But yeah.
Check out our literary review podcast for that. It's Dang. Called Rate a Book.
That's a reference to nothing.
Yeah, no, that's true.
But yeah, no, I prefer Lily's look.
Yeah. Oh, you prefer Lily's look. Yeah,
I prefer Lily's look.
Personality. Do you like the ex-war machine more or do you like Lily?
Oh, this is really hard, actually, because we've got two really good ones here. We've got the fun party idol diva girl.
Yeah.
And then we've got the ex-war criminal dad. The
big soft dad.
Big soft dad. I kind of like his personality.
You like his personality more? Okay, then it's down to voice. What do you like? Do you like how deep and powerful his voice can be?
I like Lily's
voice. You like Lily's voice more?
It's fun and I could jam to it at a rave.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. That's actually all you need to say. I think Lily wins.
Yeah.
Which means that our now new top three vocaloids of all time are Gumi, Hiyamakiyu Teru, and Lily.
I'm loving this.
One of these things is not like the other, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, one of these is definitely not as popular or not as well known.
It's because y'all are cowards.
He's actually got so much to give.
We're here with the best of hot takes.
Honestly.
And then I guess that is our podcast, which means y'all can find us on social media on Tumblr at rate-a-lloyd.tumblr.com.
You can find us on Twitter at Lloyd Rates.
Check out all the other That's Not Canon podcasts. They're good. Like, just straight up, there's some
they're
really fun ones.
Straight up good. I don't know why you're listening to this one when there's so many others you could listen
to. It's because we're fucking fantastic.
Right.
Review us on your podcast app of choice, please. It'd be actually really nice.
We're on, like, Spotify. I don't know what other ones we're on.
Podbean. Like, we're on most of them.
Oh, okay. Bless. Yep.
Tell your friends about us as well. We don't advertise. Maybe on That's Not Canon things that we're on now. I haven't checked.
I don't advertise. I'll follow people as our Tumblr.
Yeah, we follow
account.
Back if you follow us on Twitter or Tumblr.
No, we don't.
I probably will.
You don't have access to the Tumblr.
That's true. On my Twitter, I'm talking about
if
my personal Twitter.
If you DM me, I'll follow you back.
Okay, there we go. Find me on Twitter at Pirate Killjoy.
Find me on Twitter at HarpsMonty.
And join us next week where we will be reviewing Gachapoid, aka Ryuto.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.